This is our SBNB Update, episode 38, recorded Friday, March 10th, 2006. All right, everyone here this week, we're here with Little Dan and Chris. Pika said he was going to be here today, but he had failed to appear in time, so I assume we're having some trouble with the donkey again. So,
could you maybe inform them on who Little Dan is, if they don't know?
Yes. Introduce yourself, would you, please?
Hi.
Basically, Little Dan is player moderator. We did player moderator perspective interview with few weeks back, not sure on the exact episode number, but he's the player moderator who we did that interview with. So, that's who Little Dan is, and I'm sure you guys all know who Chris is. What episode were you last on? Mr. C.
I don't remember.
Or Mr. S, I should say. S. Mr. S.
that was a good one, Shane.
Yeah.
What about you? Mr. Unknown, because you don't tell us what.
Anyways, yeah. So, same procedure as always. RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, rats, etc. So, here we are. This week's RuneScape updates. I think Little Dan and I will cover this section if Chris doesn't play RuneScape, right?
Indeed.
Alright, so, two new MyRQ updates coming this month. People are leaving. This is what they say in the behind the scenes. So, that should be interesting. Expand the swamp line. I don't know. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I don't think it's in the portal.
No, it's not really. It's not. So, I don't know. That one doesn't seem to make much sense to me. Also, there'll be a journey-making minigame. So, journey-making minigame, many residents want a better life on the other side of that Salve River, I think it is, right? The Salve River?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So, and apparently you can get some good rewards, so that should be interesting. That's behind the scenes. And the 100th quest. They say every member will be able to enjoy the beginning. I don't know. How is somebody that's brand new level 3 skill pair supposed to enjoy the beginning?
No.
I don't know.
What's the beginning?
We don't know what the beginning is yet, Chris, because the update hasn't happened yet, obviously. That kind of makes sense, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Didn't they say they were going to make it like a sequel to the Cook's Quest?
Yeah, the Cook's Assistant Quest.
It has a sequel?
Well, yeah.
That's the Cook's Quest.
First
actually, a moderator for Nevermind was actually joking about that, saying that the 100th quest was going to be a cooking quest, a sequel to it. I completely guessed, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow, that's interesting that he was able to guess that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They are rewards with access to new areas, new weapons, new armors, variety of foods to cook and eat, and new methods of getting around RuneScape. New cat types, new agility course, and of course, lots of experience and various skills. Each part of the quest will be able to be completed separately from the request, from the rest of the quest, and each has its own reward, allowing everybody to cash in one way or another. That's what they say on the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a way to get Chris playing RuneScape again. I don't know. What do you think? Yes? No? Maybe so?
I doubt it.
No.
Honestly.
No. I don't know.
No, Dan, you can't persuade me, Shane. You can't persuade me with your pretty words.
Well,
I'll give you half of my crown.
That doesn't
split it right in the middle.
That doesn't even entice you?
Half the crown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I asked you when I played if you would make me a moderator, and you said no.
I can't make you a moderator.
Yes, you can.
So, yes. That's pretty much, yeah. adding more mahogany and teak trees. Don't you find that amazing? I know. Carpentry, maybe? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's for the Taiwanese,
The bush collection.
Thing. Yeah.
That mini game. I don't know. That might be.
I don't think those trees are that popular.
No, they're not. You need 100 credits to just get in and get a load. So, yeah, that's kind of icky.
Yeah.
Icky. So,
yeah.
On to our actual updates this week. The giant mole. Moles in Falador Garden bring some friends and they drop some things. I don't know. What do they drop exactly?
I heard it was something like mole claws and like mole hide. I'm not sure otherwise.
Then you trade them in for bird's nests?
Yeah, bird's nests and other rewards, I think.
Yeah, and these nests have lots of veggie allotment seeds in them.
Yeah, and if you get lucky, it says you may get a tree seed.
Yeah, may, that's the key word there. May get a tree seed, so yes.
Yeah.
And it is level 230, so. But I gotta take some time. And, canoes, wow. You need at least level 12 woodcutting.
It's, what annoys me is that we didn't get that when we were low level.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You can, like, teleport anywhere now.
Yeah.
But, and then they come out with canoes to come from Lumbridge to Edgeville or
My friend asked, how do they get to the wilderness?
They go underground.
Doesn't make any
in
sense.
The canoe. Does that
make
sense?
Yeah, honestly, didn't feel like going to the wilderness.
I went there. It comes out in the little green area that's level 20 or whatever, 35.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With the water pool thingamajiggy, so yes.
Mm-hmm.
As your level goes up, logically, you can make better ones. Level 12 is the dugout. Log, level 12. Dugout canoe, level 27. Stable dugout, 42. And waka, 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 waka canoe at level 57.
What's
waka,
the difference?
Waka, waka.
Yeah, I know three words in there. What's the difference?
With what?
You can go to different
canoes.
Spots. You
yeah,
can go farther.
Yeah, exactly. Go to different spots and they travel further. So, yes. You can even get to the wilderness with the level 57 one. Let's try and get real here. How long does it take to get level 57 woodcutting?
Not that long, honestly.
Exactly.
I don't think it takes that long.
No. So, yeah, that's kind of a, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
They need something for level 80 woodcutters. What's your woodcutting?
Mine's like 70.
What about yours, Chrissy?
Chrissy?
Yeah.
It was 68. That's not much.
No. Okay.
Drew, he's like 83.
Oh, well. Well, my focus isn't on woodcutting. So, yes. I don't know. Next thing this week, the Zygomite Slayer Monster. Level 57 Slayer required. Has anybody noticed that we seem to like numbers that are divisible by 3 for our levels?
Nope.
57, 12, 27, and 42 are all divisible by 3.
The answer to both.
It's almost scary that you noticed that, Shane.
What, you guys didn't notice that?
Shane likes the number 3.
No, Shane. I don't like 3.
Yes, you do.
I know.
3 is a magic number.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how many steps there are into a partial fraction decomposition. But we won't go there. This isn't a calculus show, so definitely not. So, yeah, if you want to talk about that, just come see me. And we can talk about it all you want at length. Anyways, this is a you need fungicide spray for killing these types of Slayer monsters, so. Yes, and I don't like those kind of things. Like, you know, like the ones where you need to like put ice on them or use salt or something like that. I don't like those kind of Slayer monsters. What about you, Dan? Hmm?
Me?
Yeah, what do you think about those kind that you have to use something to get them?
Oh, yeah. It's honestly not worth it. I hate Slayer.
What is your Slayer level?
51.
Yeah. Mine is 71, but it took me 2 weeks to get from 69 to 71.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I don't like it that much either, so yes. Okay. Now, apparently Dan uses deodorant spray on them.
Oh. Does it work?
If you use Old Spice, yeah.
Oh, my. That's okay. Interesting.
Oh, you go with that then.
Yeah.
Deodorant boy.
A lot cheaper, too.
Oh, really? How much is that compared to the fungicide spray?
Hey.
It's about 3 GP cheaper per
can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, if you buy, like, if members were to cost $5 a month and a can of spray is like $3, how is that cheaper?
I don't know. Are you talking about real life spray or actual RuneScape spray?
I'm mixing them.
Well, I don't know. Like, the show can seem to go into strange directions, so I don't end up know how we ended up talking about deodorant sprays. But anyways, last RuneScape update this week: the Green Leprechaun Store Magic Secateurs. Secateurs, is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Secateurs. No, I'll just say that. Secateurs. I'll just say that from now on. They store those now, the magic ones. Mm-hmm. Are we gearing up for March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, with all the leprechauns, maybe? 1 week from today?
Yeah, I guess.
That's a good idea, hey? Don't step on any of the leprechauns. Anyways, I'm
trying to throw hammers.
Remember back in elementary school, they'd have little leprechaun trails and stuff?
Yeah. That's right. The thing is, we had this leprechaun hunt in grade 1, where you had to make sure you didn't step on the leprechaun. Although I didn't see it, but I think everybody was... I never saw anything. People must have been seeing things, from what I remember. Very strange. Strangeness at that grade 1 level. So, yeah. St. Patrick's Day next week. Yay. Anyways, on to questions now. First question is an audio question from Hand Me Down. I'll play the question now.
Now that the RuneScape shop has been open for a few months now, have you purchased anything from this store? Or do you know anyone else that has purchased something from this store?
Okay, so that's pertaining to the RuneScape shop. Do we know anybody that's bought anything from it?
Isn't it only allowed for UK right now?
Yeah, I think that's what it is right now, so...
It's not normal that people that live in Texas know people that live in the UK.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I guarantee you if they moved to the US they would get at least a little bit more business.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
But there's things like, do any of you guys use SMS on your wireless phones? On your mobile phones?
I don't have them.
What about you, Chris? Do you?
Or you?
What?
Do you text message?
My parents make me pay for it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. No. So, I guess we don't know anybody that's done it, so... And I don't think we'll be buying anything when they come to Canada or the U.S., so... I guess that's the answer for that. No. Yet. As the Russian friends
say.
Nine. Alright.
And no, as the Mexicans do.
Alright, then. On to the next question, which I believe Chris wants to read. Go ahead.
From Poison333. What kind of music do you listen to? Genres, band names, maybe even sing a couple of few lines from a few songs. I don't know. Shane, why don't we start with
you? Nyet. No, thank you. Nyet, I don't have anything.
You don't listen to music?
No, not really.
He's an opera person.
You can't live a life without music, alright?
No, I don't really have much here.
What if you don't have a life? Yeah.
I've got a few. I don't have offers. I have a few Star Trek ones.
It's not music.
Oh.
Well, how about you, little man?
Well, yeah, what do you listen to?
I actually don't listen to music that often.
Okay,
oh,
then.
God.
I just. If I do. I like rock. Just regular.
What? Regular? You can't just say regular rock.
Okay.
So then, would you care to enlighten us, Chris? What do you listen to?
Me, myself?
Yeah.
Oh. Classic rock, hard rock, new metal, heavy metal. That's about it.
Aren't not metals rap, all the same weight?
Not rap, not rap, not rap, and not rap.
I can attest to that. Definitely not rap. I can say that. I can say that, definitely.
I listen to Metallica, Tom Petty, Korn. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, I can see that. Would you care to sing a few lines of your songs, then?
How about not?
I guess I
can play lines,
no,
but I'm not
no,
singing.
We don't want to get sued here. So, no thank you, Dan. So I guess there's your answer, Poison. Dan and I don't listen to much music, but Chris does, and I think he could give you pretty much a history of rock and roll if you wanted to. Well, just send a PM to Chris on RSBNB asking for this history lesson. Next question. Any thoughts or ideas on the 100th Quest, the sequel to Cook's Assistant? Could entail any ideas? Could you entail it? Or any possible ideas for the rewards? That's from Brad.
Okay, Kirk, sure.
Why don't we start with you? What do you think? Dan. Oh, did I call you Brad?
I think you just did.
I mean Dan.
Okay.
Well, it was sent by Brad, but you never addressed him.
That's right.
His name.
Sent by Brad, but Dan is answering this part of the question now.
For rewards? Maybe some type of new cooking gauntlets.
Hmm. That does make sense.
Yeah, for like lower levels or...
Yeah, more powerful ones?
Maybe.
Well, my idea is that they said the rewards will be everywhere across the board, and we'll have things like every member will get something. For instance, new areas of RuneScape is what I'm looking forward to. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to for the rewards. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I'm looking forward to. What's Chris looking forward to?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Chris has a life, doesn't he? Don't you, Chris?
Oops.
Okay.
No, I spend most of my time in my grave.
I don't know. Basically, we're looking for a long quest, I guess, and lots of good new areas to explore. That's what I'm looking for. New areas to explore and new teleports around. That's what I'm looking for.
You said that 3 times now.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Say it again, just to make
ooh,
sure.
Ooh, number 3? That's divisible by 3.
Yeah, I know, hey? We like that today. Anyways, next question. Go ahead. Chris wants to read this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
People are saying these days that Firefox is so much better than Internet Explorer. Why? I use Internet Explorer, and I find nothing wrong with it. Why would an average person that doesn't know much about computers want to make the switch if they already have a perfectly capable browser? P.S. Shane, don't get too technical on me. You can Kula. I would like to say it, but I think it's Kula.
Okay. Well, the reason you want to use Firefox is because Internet Explorer has this little technology called ActiveX, which is something that was built and designed by Microsoft to enable websites to install software on your system in order to make their websites function better. But as all things that are supposed to be good, they do have a downside. With this, people are able to write exploits that install software on your machine. And if you're just one of those button-happy people and you click yes, 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 yes to everything, then you will end up getting yourself caught into this trap by getting something on your system. So, Eliminating Internet Explorer eliminates the ActiveX controls, which I said were developed by Microsoft to make it easier to work with websites and whatnot. But there is a tremendous security risk, so by dumping Internet Exploder, you dump the ActiveX, which dumps your problems. So that's why we like Firefox here. So, yes.
Plus, it's got like a bunch of extensions to use.
Yeah, you can install extensions, change the skin, that kind of fun stuff. So, that's why you want to use Firefox. Chris uses Firefox, I use Firefox. Almost the entire staff uses Firefox, except for one person.
I use Firefox.
Sala, too. Two people.
She doesn't use it.
I don't have Firefox.
They're blasphemers.
You should get it.
I have it, but... Safer.
Better.
Actually, I did it because I'm
better, lazy. Faster. What about... What if it happened?
Because it would always go to the RuneScape website, the shortcut on Mozilla, and then it's all choppy when you play on Mozilla and the RuneScape for some reason, so I just deleted that, so it would go to Internet Explorer.
Although, I've been having some problems with Firefox lately, though it'll close, like, with errors sometimes when I go to websites.
What version do you have?
It's 1.5.
Ah, that's strange. Anyways, you can go to mozilla.com to get the latest version of Firefox. Huh. Yes. Go there, right now.
Okay.
Next question. If three random skills were removed from the game, example, fishing, slayer, herblore, how would this affect gameplay or the economy, anything like that? Just a fun question, nothing serious. Creo, Thremo. I don't know. For instance, if you remove fishing, we wouldn't get any sharks. That would be a big problem, wouldn't it?
It'd be a decrease in player count.
Yeah. Like, I use sharks every day almost, so I don't know about you guys, but I use sharks, and with the removal of fishing, that would totally destroy the economy in that area, and put many people who have 90-plus fishing, or even 99 fishing, out of a job, so no, that can't be removed. If we were to remove Slayer, for instance, we would have no Abyssal Whips, and all our weapons would disappear, and we'd still be using the Dragon Scimitar.
Abyssal?
Yeah, Abyssal Whips.
Abyssal.
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 Okay. What would happen if we removed Herblore?
Herblore.
What would happen, though?
There wouldn't be as much scamming.
That's right, NID. I guess. Yeah, that NID scamming can be bad if you don't know the anti-scam techniques.
Yeah.
And, more combat things would be devastated, because lots of people use the range potions, the Zamorak potions, the Ceridoman brews, everything like that. So I think we couldn't remove, there's no skill that could be removed without causing permanent damage.
Except farming, yeah.
That's right. We were functioning before without farming, so we can get rid of that.
I think it'd be funny to see fishing, smelting, smithing, and fletching.
Gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be strange. So, yeah, I don't know. Drastically change the game if any of the skills was removed.
Okay. Or all the melee ones.
Yeah, that would, like, destroy it.
What if they removed hit? What if they removed pulse?
Then, we wouldn't exist.
Then we would be dead.
Should we go on to the next question?
Yes.
You want to read it?
No.
Okay, then.
Read it.
Why does Compact Tech Support dodge questions like this? So why did my hard drive fail after 3 days of use?
I have Compact.
Is it good?
It sucks.
It's okay. Everything is good except the video card. Everything but the video card, which uses shared RAM.
Mm-hmm. That question was from Her Illusion, by the way.
Oh, it doesn't. One more thing. It didn't come with an instruction manual, and it didn't come with a Windows XP disk.
Yeah, that's a problem when you buy a computer from one of those big companies, HP, Compaq, Gateway, Dell.
HP is Compaq.
Yeah, they're the same thing now, but they have the different stickers on them.
Dell comes with XP disks.
Oh, really?
Or like
So not the standard restore set then, right?
I don't think so.
And for your information, compacts also have a hidden partition on them.
What?
A hidden partition of drive space? A hidden volume? A hidden volume is a place where you can, it's like, imagine you have a pie and you're dividing it up. That piece of pie is still there, but it's hidden, so they hide this partition to store critical files to the system restore.
D drive.
Yes, the D drive.
I have, it's only like 5 gigabytes.
Yeah. So
my hard drive is 180 gigabytes.
Yeah?
That's the one upside.
Yeah. So, but I have more hard drive than you, so it's all, like, it's better to buy a custom system. Because you get far much better value than getting a standard system, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know, but a hard drive should not fail after 3 days of use. If it did fail, I'd recommend that you take the machine back and get a new one, because hard drives shouldn't fail after 3 days unless they're defective. So, yes. I don't know. We're just having a little discussion here on MSN while this show is going on about a fly being on a Coke can. And it's Chris's friend.
Yes, it's his new friend. It's my new friend.
Yeah, it's his new friend.
His one and only friend.
just know that they can carry disease, so I wouldn't drink out of that can again.
Well, it's already gone.
Now he's on my computer screen.
Somebody read the next question.
I'll do it. Disney bought Pixar a couple months ago. How do you think Steve Jobs will affect Disney in the future? Will Disney be a max order? From Nate.
I don't really see how it would change. Because it's just somebody, it's just a shareholder that's changing. So it just might change by a few things if he decides to actually come in and abandon the Apple computers. But we've seen what he's done for Apple computers after he came back. You guys remember that before Apple was a really, in the olden days of Apple, the company was had bad systems. So, Steve Jobs did a good job of bringing it back up to being a competitor. So I think it might be a good thing. I don't know. Do you guys watch any Disney movies?
Not really.
What about you, Chris?
No.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
If there's a favorite, Bambi. Pirates of the Caribbean, because that's a good movie.
I don't know.
I don't know. Pirates of the Caribbean was Disney?
Yeah.
I think it was.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
It is.
Yeah. Well, probably won't change it all that much, so. Next question, maybe? I'll read it.
Yay.
Okay. Next question says that, let's see. Do you think that Jagex will ever come out with a new free skill quest or good item?
No.
No, even Chris knows that, and he doesn't play RuneScape.
What?
I know. I don't know.
What was the question?
Do you think Jagex will ever come out with a new free skill quest or good item?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I remember the last update they got was different graphics in Lumbridge.
Yeah, and Falador.
Yeah.
And also they got the last big quest update was Rune Mysteries when RuneScape 2 came out.
Yep.
Have you guys both done that quest?
No, I've never done it. Shame.
Nice one. So, yeah, no, they won't, because they need the money to pay for it. Money makes this world go the way it's supposed to. So, yes. So, no, that's from King of Rogue Zero. Chris, read the last one.
I guess Pika isn't here to answer this.
But no.
Does Pika still like Pokemon? Which I guess we don't know.
I don't know.
Wasn't that asked once and he said no?
Yeah, but he might. I don't know.
Alright.
Pokemon always sucked.
It was always the same thing, day in and day out, you know?
When I was like
All Japanese shows are the same. There's some guys with magical powers that can shoot things out of their hands and jump like 40 feet in the air doing a whole bunch of inhuman flips carrying a sword.
And the same thing happens every day, right?
Yeah, and like, and every single one, when they're not talking, you can't even see their mouth, but when they're talking, their mouth like goes over their whole face.
Yeah. I want a question that I'm sure a bunch of people are asking. Alright, so anime is made by Asians. Why do all the characters look Caucasian?
Because I don't know. They're confused.
They do. They all look Caucasian.
I don't know. I don't watch any anime. Do you?
No, but I see the previews for it on Adult Swim, which is a show, a network, Cartoon Network that shows.
Well,
anime
shows. They even have a show about anime.
Yeah, never mind.
Moving on.
Okay.
I see the scam such as selling spinach roll, 100,000, then someone else buying spinach roll 10 million, this makes me mad. I can't report them. I think Jagex should make an option for this type of scam. Isn't that something you get, like from the old bananas?
Yeah.
And Moss Giants.
Yeah. And that question is from X. Oh, yeah. X.
Oh, yeah. X. Oh,
actually,
X.
Actually, I think you were able to report overpriced items for a while, not too long ago, but I think they changed that.
Oh, why?
I don't know, because I don't know. I think they have to be telling a lie about it, or like, they have to put selling rare spinach roll in it.
That's right. I see.
Because that's not rare.
Yeah, that does actually make sense, because I could go out and I have this Guthix page sitting in my bank, and I could say, selling Guthix page 1, 250K, and it's only worth 50K. So, that would be a ripoff, but I'm not saying it's rare, so that's not item scam.
Yeah, so it's not scam.
I don't know. You're the player moderator here, should we have this rule?
Honestly, no. We shouldn't, because if you're not misleading, then you can't really... It's very annoying, but it shouldn't be a rule. People should have enough common sense to stop on their own. Because it is very annoying, but... I mean... There's, no limit on prices, so...
Exactly.
It would just be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there would be, limited prices on everything, so... It would just be weird.
Yeah. So, I guess... So I guess we can't have that rule, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't scam. That's not nice.
No, it's not.
Thank you once again. X. Oh, yeah, X. And we had quite a few questions this week, and sorry if we didn't get to your question. On to tech news now.
Shane's favorite part.
Yeah. Yeah. Tech news. Okay. Well... I know Chris has cable, and I know Dan has DSL, and I know I have cable. So, right, you have cable, right, Chris?
Yes.
Is it good?
Semi.
I see. Well, is it Comcast?
No, it's a local company.
Oh, okay. Well, eventually they'll get bought up by one of the bigger ones. That's happened before, so yes. Okay, apparently Comcast has something in select areas now where you get 16 megabits down and 1 megabit upstream. This is insane download speed.
That is pretty fast.
Yeah, it is, 17,866 kilobits per second down. And someone downloaded this 64 megabyte file in 33 seconds at 1.39 megabytes per second.
I wish I...
And a 24.2 megabyte file at 2.01 megabytes per second.
How much would that cost?
I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't say price here, but this is something. This is something Comcast is doing in the States, and I know that Canada is about 3 years behind what's going on in the States for internet access and whatnot. So we won't be seeing that here for quite some time.
are so underdated.
Yeah. But I do have I have a 6-7 megabit down and 1 megabit up. But that's plenty for me.
That is pretty.
Ours is actually pretty slow. We have like a really like a modem from 2001. Because we got our internet back in January 2001, we like changed it.
Right.
It's really big.
How big?
Like, 8 inches tall.
Whoa. Is it a Motorola?
Foot long.
Motorola?
I don't even know what it is.
Wow. That's a big hunk of tank.
Take a picture of
it. Yeah, take a picture and then I'll post it. Take a picture of some other stuff too.
How about you do too, Shane?
Nah. No, thank you. So basically, and if you're in the U.S., you can have fast internet, depending on where your location is. Verizon, Fiber to the Curb, or Comcast 16.1. Or if you live in Canada, you can probably get 7.1. So, yes, just take a look at this, how fast it is, and it'll make you feel very sad. Oh,
unless you have it.
Yeah, we should have it. That'd be nice. But, anyways. Apparently Canada has the highest music piracy rate in the world. Doesn't really surprise me. Former Liberal government here, beefed up copyright legislation last year. So, bill was never passed due to the, election campaign that was called, government fell, etc., etc. And we currently have a conservative government, and it's not, there are no plans whether or not this conservative government will carry through with this plan or not. But the federal court ruled that file sharing on the internet was illegal, and that neither downloading nor sharing digital music infringes copyright. So I guess if you want to download music, come to Canada. But, yeah.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
Yeah.
It's like I can't think of what it's something $1,000 per song.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not really taking advantage of this since I don't have much music.
I know one person who I wonder, is LimeWire Pro, the one you pay for, still illegal?
No, it's free now.
Well, I mean there's a LimeWire Pro though.
Yeah, you can get it for free now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why haven't I been told?
I don't know.
Well, then it's totally illegal then.
Yeah, it's illegal for you, but not for me. So, yeah. I don't know. Take a look at this article and have a look at it. Read it in its entirety, and you'll realize that Canada is not restrictive, so it's a good place to live.
Right.
Yeah, and someone once said by the name of...
Do you have a flapping head, Shane?
No, I don't.
That's funny.
Someone once said by the name of Patrick Norton that Canada is where they do things right.
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 Yeah. So, and now, our final piece of tech news this week, the 20-inch iMac PowerPC G5 is dead. It's dead.
What happened to it?
Well, they moved their entire product line to Intel. Meaning that you're not able to order the G5s anymore. Apple warns that all outstanding orders for which no stock is available will be canceled. And the company isn't automatically revising existing order to new Intel-powered Macs. So, yes. The new ICBMs, as we call them. Intel chip-based Macs. ICBM. Apple has now migrated its portable MacBook Pro and iMac and Mac Mini to Intel processors, and they are indeed ahead of their transition plans. So, yes.
Did you just lose Dan?
Looks like he I don't know, got a lot quieter, but,
there
we go. I think he's back. Something must have happened to his mic, but all in all, iMac G5s are dead. Yes. So that's kind of... Long live the G5, I guess. Has Chris ever used a Mac?
Used a Mac, but I don't know.
Did you like it?
It was back in like 2001, so I don't know if I like today.
Oh yeah, lots of changes since then. Yeah. The only ones that you can get now, or apparently, I wonder, because the Mac G5 iMac is still on the Apple website here, but I don't know why anybody would want one of them when the new Intels are so much faster. Yes. All in all, instead, I don't know where we're headed with Vista, and Linux is too complicated for the normal user. So, there we go. So be it.
Moving on
to rants now.
Yay, I love rants.
Who wants to read the first one?
I'll read it because it's long.
Okay.
And Dan's too shy to read it.
I'm not shy, I just like reading. Honestly.
Neither do I. Hi, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to read this. Also, thanks to all for answering my earlier post in such an intelligent and positive manner. It's now obvious that there are many players with high-level skills who, upon reaching a high level, find that it really wasn't worth the effort, and also many who agree that players with lower-level skills are aware of this, and that putting in the effort to achieve a high level does not bring the rewards they thought it would, and that this would be help. This has helped to contribute towards the RuneScape we all know to be populated with beggars, scammers, and rippers. I have put a lot of effort into my thieving level, which is 99, ranked 67, as many others in their preferred skills have put into theirs, only to find that by doing exactly what the game expects me to do, I am being penalized instead of rewarded for all that effort. I, like many others, now agree that it's time Jagex addressed this problem as by giving far better incentive to players to achieve higher levels by rewarding them fairly. It would send a message to players with lower level skills that by working, you will be rewarded and just might go some way towards alleviating this intolerable society of beggars, scammers, and rippers. So I propose to all reading this that you send a message to Jagex and tell your friends to do the same, and if we could get a few mods on board, it may add some weight to the request. Worked with Manbase, it might work here too. Alright, there's some work for you.
Okay. Yep.
Isn't the max, like, experience you can get?
200 million.
200 million, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember there's this guy ranting on the RuneScape rents for about how Jagex is limiting him on his total experience, and he's mad about it.
Yeah. So, basically, I guess what these guys want is they want more benefits at level 99, right?
Yeah.
I can agree to that. Like, mm-hmm. What's the point of having, say, point of having 99... Oh, give me a skill. No, is he used for
wood
farming?
Cutting.
Yes, woodcutting. Yes, woodcutting. What's the point of having 99 woodcutting?
You can chop mahogany and teak trees faster.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll mostly do that. Or what about 99?
99. Firemaking!
Firemaking!
Yeah, what's the point of 99 firemaking?
What's the point of firemaking?
Okay. So you don't want to get me started on this. When people say that fire making has no point. Because it does.
Well, you know, honestly. it's like the easiest skill to get up, and yet it's like...
No, that's fletching.
No, it's like one of the easiest skills to get up, and yet it's one of the lowest in the high scores for like free-to-play skills.
That's runecrafting.
No. I mean,
yeah.
That's because that's not so easy.
Runecrafting.
Runecrafting is kind of tough to raise. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. So that means you tried it then.
Me?
Chris.
Well, yeah. I started playing way back, like, remember 2004, August 2004, when I started playing again after, like, 2 years. Now
yeah.
I'm all done.
Based actually on this fire-making thing, last year, when Desert Treasure came out, I only had 34 fire-making.
That's almost sad.
I know. And for a long time, I had 4 fire making. No, 14. 14 fire making, and 4 ranged.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's bad. So, yeah, I don't know about that. But definitely, okay. I think we can all agree to this one, that we need something for higher levels. Anyways, next rant.
Come on, Dan, read it. It's a short one.
He can read the last one. I'll read this one. This is regarding our regraphing affairs. I can't stand them. They wait around all day to kill you for what? Some Dragonhide and Rune Essence? I've never actually been killed by our RCP care, but have come very close. I've come very close. And why do RCP carriers PK anyway? Maybe because they are bad at PKing somewhere else and not willing to fight back? That must be it. I agree. I agree with that. Because they stand on these large mounds of earth, you know, where the Zamorak mage is, right? They stand there, waiting for the runecrafters to come in and kill them. And they get a glory amulet, some rune essence, and some dragonhide, possibly. I'd like to know what the point of this is. It's just bad. It's very bad. They run at the first sign of somebody coming. There's this level 87 there when I was making a few natures the other day. It's level 87 there. He came running at me, and we know it can't go higher than level 7 wilderness there, and I'm combat 97, so he came running at me to try and kill me. That's just how quick these guys run to kill people for a glory amulet when they're under 100k now. It's really insane.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you think about this?
I used to runecraft in the Abyss a lot, so what I figured out doing, instead of bringing like teleport runes, is what I would bring a prayer potion, and then I would bring a wondrous prayer potion, because when you're in the Abyss, it drains your prayer every time.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I would protect that item, and I would get my glory every time if the carrier tried to kill me. So yeah, that's what I did to avoid it.
Yeah.
But they're still pretty annoying.
And then also, if you're using pouches, you lose all your pouches.
Yeah. I don't use pouches.
What combat are you?
90.
Okay. So, yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's crap. People are rude, and they're inconsiderate. I agree with this one. Cheers to the person who wrote it.
Yeah.
You can read the last one.
Sure.
Dan. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the deal on the Dragon Axe. It cuts just as fast as the Rune Axe. 41 wood cutting to use, same as Rune. It's way overpriced.
Runes and spoons.
The special attack is horrible. The only good thing about a Dragon Axe is that it saves you maybe one space per inventory if you use it as your weapon. It looks like a defective dragon halberd. Please feel free to post your thoughts about this stupid, pointless waste of time reply to that. More like a flamingo head on a stick.
That's what somebody said about it. Looks like a flamingo head on a stick.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. But it's a waste of space, some valuable memory space in the Java stack somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Trees while you're cutting them. Cut them faster.
But it can't, then, can't it?
I know. I'm making fun of it.
You can use it to PK.
Yeah. And then if you die, your armor would probably protect over it, maybe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So,
just like the whip Dragon Long thing that's going on with the wilderness. You ever heard about that?
No, what's going on in 4
minutes? This happens a lot, but these people will go up to people with whips and tell them that they want them to be in a movie that they're going to make in the wilderness, and as payment, they'll give them 4 dragon longs for it, or 400k for dragon longs. And so they'll do everything in the wilderness and find them, they'll train them longs in the wilderness, and then they'll kill them, and the whip will not protect over the logs, and they'll get whipped short.
Ah, that's right. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I think they might change that. I'd have to check.
Check the values that they go for?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can check that later, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, dragon wood cutting axe is bad. I don't know. Do you see the point of that in the dragon two-hander?
Not really.
Nah. Eh.
The only thing that they could make dragon that would make a difference would be the pickaxe, if it mined faster than the wood cutting axe, which I doubt it will, if they do make it because of the wood cutting axe didn't.
That's right.
The only thing that they could be used for now is just status.
Yeah, status symbol. Yeah, so. Ah, there's your rants, people. What have we been doing on runes? You can go first.
You're Chris.
Chris has played RuneScape. How about we do for Chris called What Have We Been Doing in School?
Oh, God.
Yeah, tell us. Enlighten us. Yeah.
American government class. Which is actually pretty interesting, because, you know, I like government. Spanish, which is so much fun. I love Spanish.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Oui, oui. Oui, oui. Très bien.
Not French. Not French.
Okay.
No francés. No francés.
So, anything else?
Art. I hate art. I hate art.
You have to take art?
Yes, you have to take one... You have to have one credit of art, like arts, modern arts.
Ah, so, that's like, what? Is that like an actual art class, like painting and stuff, or what?
Yeah, it's just like like art one.
I see.
Draw stuff, which I can't do.
Do you have any computer classes, or math classes?
We have block scheduling, so there's only, there's only semester and term classes, and four classes a day.
I see.
I had computer class last semester. And then I also, last class is speech, which isn't that bad, I guess.
I see.
For example, our next speech due is mock speech, which is just like a bunch of made-up stuff. Mm-hmm. Mine, how your next Pepsi could be your last.
Interesting.
All right.
I see. How about we move on to more interesting stuff about what the RuneScape players have been doing?
Oh, I see how it is.
I don't know. I don't like people have said that they had to do a speech in a class, and they said they signed up for a math class, not a public speaking class. But I can handle the public speaking perfectly fine. So yeah. Anyways, Chris, want to add anything else?
Nah, school's boring.
Okay, it's boring. You gonna drop out?
Yeah, I'm gonna drop out, yeah. I'm gonna have more than 4.0.
Okay. Dan, your turn. What have you been up to on the RS?
Well, I've been moving to different paths for the past, week. Too much, but today I started up again with the internet in our new house, which is so much faster and I love it.
Yeah.
But I started mining again because I want 60 mining. It was 50 earlier, now it's 59.
Oh, mine's 57.
Neither of you were even 60?
No.
Back in my guy, it was 66 at least. At least it's half decent.
Yeah, mining's crap. I don't like mining. It's bad. Okay. Anything else? Mining?
Not really.
Okay, then. Oh, what have I been doing? I've been doing some things where you fight those pinky thingies, you know? You dig and you fight a pink thing, come up, fight another, and then go down into the sarcophagus. Go into the catacombs
Arrows.
Or whatever. Yeah, I've been doing a few of those. And not much luck. Abandoned Slayer, pretty much. Project Green's pretty much closed. I've just been doing that, kind of fill some time. So, that's what I've been up to. I don't know. So, what do you guys think this week's RuneScape update's going to be? The new Mire Q journey? New Mire Q and the quest or whatever, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with it. I think we're about ready to close up this show, but something about last week. I know there's this comment about that Pika made asking if somebody knew how to quit him. I said something about that, and I ended up... the episode was entitled, Can I Quit You? But that episode is from a movie regarding two people who are in love with each other, so I kind of didn't want to say that. So if that kind of threw anybody off, it's kind of a thing that only Pika would do, and it's something that I should have researched before I opened my mouth, so I just thought I'd mention that this week. So, yeah.
Alright.
Anybody have anything else to say?
Nope.
Well, I think we're done then, eh?
Eh?
Yeah, hey? Eh?
In place where you say eh?
What?
Nothing.
I didn't say eh.
Yeah, you did.
You said eh.
I think we're done then, eh? Alright, we're done.
Alright then. See you guys all next week. Hopefully Pika will be back.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bonsoir.